Now it's time for jazz. This is Ken with In the Groove, Friday Morning Jazz. And we're going to start off with some Snarky Puppy.
Sing. to the moon and the stars will shine. Stars will shine. Oh, boy, heaven gonna turn the tide. Hey there, you shattered in a thousand pieces, weeping in the darkest night.
We'll be right back. all the love and beauty never known before. I'll leave it all to you to show it. Smile that's blooming, and it's so clear to me that you're a dream come true. There's no way that I'll be losing.
Golden lady, I'd like to go there. Golden lady, I'd like to go there.
Take me.
Yes, some nice smooth grooves to start out today's show. Started out with Snarky Puppy from the Family Dinner Volume 2 album with Sing to the Moon. That also featured Laura Mvula doing some really nice vocals there. Man, that tune is kind of stuck in my head from listening to it over the last few days. It's just one of those tunes. From there, we went on to Brandy Younger, a harp player, from her latest release entitled Wax and Wane, and we heard Soul Vibrations, and we finished out that set with Oris Jenkins, a young, wonderful jazz player and singer. Piano player, guitarist, multi-instrumentalist. I believe he's only about 21 years old. And he's residing right here in the Hartford area and attending the Hart School of Music, Jackie McLean Institute of Jazz. And we heard from his latest release entitled Soar. And we heard the great Stevie Wonder tune, Golden Lady. All right, we're going to get more into a straight-ahead groove here. A really talented piano player. His name is Lawrence Hobgood, and he's got a brand new album with the trio. The album's called Honor Thy Father, and we're going to hear The Road Home. like that. I like that sound from the great piano player Lawrence Hobgood and his brand new album entitled Honor Thy Fathers. And that's Lawrence Hobgood on piano, John Patitucci on bass, and Kendrick Scott on drums. So that's a really fine trio. And we heard two tracks from that. We started out with The Road Home, and then we followed with another Stevie Wonder original entitled If It's Magic. Yeah. All right, we're going to continue on now. I want to do a little Miles Davis set, maybe in celebration of a new movie that's coming out soon that I'm really looking forward to, a biopic entitled Miles Ahead. And Miles Davis will be played by Don Cheadle, who I think also had something to do with producing that movie as well. So that should be pretty cool. Really looking forward to it. So we're going to play this Miles Davis set. We're going to start out with a 1958 album entitled Milestones. We're going to hear the title track from that.
Thank you.
We started out that set about a half hour ago, Miles Davis set. So let's do the rundown on that one. We started out with Milestones, sometimes called just Miles, from the album released back in 1958. And that had the great sextet of Miles Davis on trumpet, Julian Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. Doesn't get any better than that. And then we went on to Seven Steps to Heaven. Heard the title track from that, released back in 1963. And that had the quintet of Miles Davis on trumpet, George Coleman, who was in the tenor saxophone seat for a short time before being replaced by Wayne Shorter. But that was George Coleman, great tenor sax player. Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. And then we went into a little more modern Miles from 1968. The album was Miles in the Sky. And that was one of the first albums to have kind of a fusion sound to it. We heard the track called Paraphernalia, and that had a great sextet as well on that one. Miles Davis on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Tony Williams on drums, and I especially liked the contribution, kind of subtle but beautiful contribution, of George Benson on electric guitar on that one. Yes, Miles in the Sky. So we heard a little Miles Davis set in chronological order, dating back from 1958 and going to 1968. Hope you enjoyed that. And as I mentioned earlier, that is kind of in anticipation of the Miles Ahead film that's coming up. And it says here it's got a release date of April 1st. So we're going to have to keep an eye out for where that is being played. I don't know if it's going to hit the major motion picture theaters or whether it's going to be seen in, you know, art film houses like Real Arts Ways here in Connecticut. But definitely am looking forward to that one. I see Robert Glasper was a musical director for that, and Don Cheadle plays Miles Davis and was the director of that film as well. So really excited to see that one. All right, well, let's continue on with some music. I want to keep in the Miles Davis realm here, but we're going to hear another tribute album to Miles Davis, this one by Shirley Horn. And then we had a request for Ravi Coltrane, but I want to keep to the Miles Davis thing for a few, for two tracks. And with this Shirley Horn album, it's called I Remember Miles. We're going to hear two tracks from that, Summertime and Basin Street Blues.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich, and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Then you'll spread your wings, and you'll take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. With mama and daddy standing by. Gonna rise up singing, then you'll spread your wings and take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you with your mama and your daddy standing by. Basin Street is the street where the good folks always meet. In New Orleans, the land really means. Glad to be, yes, sirree. Where welcome's free, dear to me. Thank you.
Beautiful. Shirley Horn from her album I Remember Miles definitely had a very Miles-y kind of feel to it, don't you think? I Remember Miles, name of the album. We heard two tracks from that. We started with Summertime, getting into that summertime feeling. And then that was followed by Basin Street Blues, and that has a great cast of players on that. Shirley Horn on piano and vocals, Ron Carter on bass, Roy Hargrove doing that trumpet and flugelhorn, Toots Thielman on harmonica, we heard a little of that as well, Buck Hill on tenor sax, Charles Abels on bass, and Steve Williams and Al Foster doing the drums. Dig that. All right, we're going to go on to a request. I had a caller who wanted to hear some Ravi Coltrane, and Ravi Coltrane's going to be appearing at Side Door Jazz in Old Lyme, Connecticut. Unfortunately, though, it's sold out. I would have liked to see that one myself, but it's not to be. Instead, my lovely wife and I are going to head into New York City and catch some live jazz there. So looking forward to that. So maybe it's a good thing in a way. But the Side Door Jazz Club, a very fine club. I love to go there. Been there many, many times, and I highly recommend it. And Ravi Coltrane will be there tonight. So for those who have tickets, here's a little taste of what you'll hear from Ravi Coltrane. I'm going to play a track that I think is my favorite Ravi Coltrane track of all times. Maybe one of my favorite ballads of all times. It's entitled For Toria. And Toria is the spiritual name of Ravi's mother, Alice Coltrane. So this was written for her. And also has Brandy Younger on harp on this one. Brandy Younger, we heard her earlier in today's broadcast with her own album. But here she is with Ravi Coltrane For Toria.
Thank you.
From Ravi Coltrane, as I said, my favorite Ravi Coltrane track called For Toria, written for his mother, Alice Coltrane, the great harp player, and of course, wife of John Coltrane. Ravi is their son. And the name of the album is Blending Times, and on that track, that beautiful track, was Brandy Younger on harp, Charlie Hayden on bass, and Ravi Coltrane on saxophone. Love it. All right, we're going to switch things up totally here, and I'm going to play some music that I heard this week while traveling for business in Nashville, Tennessee. I caught a lot of blues and a lot of country music, believe it or not. And I even dug some of that country music, as some of it surprised me quite a bit. Went to a wide range of nightclubs at night after my business during the day. But this guitarist, this gentleman really kind of blew me away on guitar and his singing as well. His name is Rick Godfrey, and his the name of the album is Nasty Man. We're going to hear When You're Cool, The Sun Shines All the Time.
¶¶ this dude playing the blues. He made the guitar talk, he did the dirt walk, two-tone snakeskin shoes. He wore a midnight black sunglasses, the hippest I've ever seen. But the cat wasn't blind, he was giving the eye to every little sweet young thing. I stepped over and asked him why he wore his sunglasses late at night. He said, when you're cool, the sun shines all the time. When you're cool, the sun shines all the time. Now you can shuffle right through that rainstorm. Don't you pay it, never no mind. It's got a lot to do with your attitude of leaving the blues behind. Say when you're cool, the sun shines all the time. Well, I went out and found some wraparounds. I wear them both day and night. They're just my style, they're polarized. The future's looking bright.
That's what I'm talking about.